Alright folks, welcome back to Social Confidence, your daily dose of charisma and connection, where we break down those social dynamics that can sometimes feel like a jungle gym built by a chaotic monkey. Today's topic? It's something we all grapple with in this digital age, managing social media for mental health. Ever scroll through Instagram and suddenly feel like your life is an unfiltered dumpster fire compared to everyone else's highlight reel? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, folks. That curated perfection you see online is often a carefully crafted illusion. Think of it like those cheesy vacation photos where everything looks picture perfect except for that one blurry shot of your aunt trying to eat a plate of spaghetti with her mouth open. We all have those moments, right? So how do we navigate this digital landscape without letting it wreck our mental well-being? Well, buckle up because I'm about to drop some wisdom bombs on you. First things first, awareness is key. Recognize the impact social media has on your mood. If you find yourself feeling envious, anxious, or inadequate after scrolling through feeds, take a step back. Ask yourself, is this serving me? Is this adding value to my life? Remember, you're in control of your feed, not the other way around. Number 2, curate your content. Unfollow accounts that trigger negativity. You know those people who always post about their amazing vacations, flawless bodies, or perfect relationships? While I applaud their ability to take a good selfie, sometimes it's best to unfollow and focus on things that inspire you, make you laugh, or teach you something new. Think of it like choosing your Netflix queue, only the good stuff. Third, set boundaries. This is huge. Decide how much time you're going to spend on social media each day and stick to it. Use those built-in timer apps, folks. They're your digital life rafts when the scrolling gets too real. Also, designate social media-free zones, like mealtimes or before bed, to create space for real-life connection and relaxation. Now, here's a golden nugget. Focus on quality over quantity. Instead of chasing likes and followers, engage with content that genuinely interests you. Comment, share, start meaningful conversations, build genuine connections, not just virtual acquaintances. Remember, social media should be about building bridges, not creating more walls. And lastly, don't forget the offline world. Put down your phone, go for a walk, talk to a friend, read a book, bake a cake. Engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment outside of the digital realm. You'll find that real-life experiences often leave a more lasting and positive impact than any number of online likes. Speaking of real-life examples, imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people chatting and laughing, yet you're glued to your phone, scrolling through Instagram, comparing yourself to everyone else. You miss out on genuine connections and the opportunity to have fun. But then, you put down your phone, engage in conversation, and realize how much more fulfilling it is to connect with people face to face. Boom! So there you have it folks, 5 key takeaways to help you manage social media for mental well-being. Remember, it's all about balance, awareness, and choosing what truly enriches your life. Let me know in the comments below how you're managing social media and its impact on your mental health. Share your tips, tricks, or even funny stories. And remember, stay confident, stay connected, and keep those vibes positive. Until next time, rock on.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.